This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a few moments out of your busy day to think about your soul, to think about your relationship to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, to think about the Bible as the revelation from God to man, to think about what it obligates each one of us to do, the kind of life we should live, the blessings that come to us because we learn and obey the Bible. I've been raising the question for the past several days, has 20th century natural science made a back number out of the Bible? There are many people who become so enamored of natural science that they think because a man studies biology or chemistry or physics, microbiology, astronomy or something of the sort, that this qualifies him to deal with the existence of God, with man and the Bible. But my friends, it does not. It is true that science can make contribution by helping man to learn certain facts that may be relevant, that may be used in the argument to prove the existence of God. But the question of God and the origin of man and the inspiration of the Bible are philosophical and are revelational questions. They are not scientific questions. Science simply has limitations that does not allow it to answer the question of the existence of God and whether or not the Bible is inspired and whether or not man has evolved or was created. There are facts before us that we can know that God created man, that he was not evolved from non-living rocks and dirt. And so we have come to the point in our study of considering what is the Bible and what can it do. And in our study last time we have pointed out that it is God's Word. It is worth more than all other literature that is available to man put together. Now we turn to the second point in the answer to our question, what is the Bible? And what can it do? What does it do? It is God's limitation to man. In 2 John verse 9 to 11, the Bible teaches that whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching or the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Now, friends, that means that anybody, it doesn't matter how famous he may be as an evangelist, what a great reputation he may have among men, how many thousands of people may come to hear him, how many millions may watch him and listen to him over television. If he does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, then he is not a servant of God. The Bible plainly teaches that whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He doesn't have God and God doesn't have him. God is not with him in the preaching of any false doctrine. Paul made clear in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, that we should mark those that cause the divisions occasion of stumbling among you contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent. My friends, open your mind to the plain and simple Bible teaching that there are many men who are regarded by human beings as being among the greatest servants of God, who, as a matter of fact, are not servants of Christ at all, but are rather servants of Satan. This is the case because they urge men to regard themselves as saved before they have done what the Lord Jesus Christ has made clear that one must do in order to be saved. Jesus said in John 3:5, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now that simply means that unless a man is baptized in water, in harmony with the teachings of the Holy Spirit in the sacred word, the Bible, then he cannot be saved. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. And yet men, popular preachers across this nation, men whom many people idolize and shower with millions of dollars for their television programs and whatever else they do, are simply wrong about it. They are not teaching that. They teach that men are saved the very moment they believe, whereas the Bible teaches that man is not saved by faith alone, but is saved by a living, active, obedient faith. He is saved when his faith leads him to obey the Lord in being baptized. But our time is gone for today. We're so glad you've been with us. Please be with us for our next broadcast.